producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Having a good day, way to raid your life. Let's have a raid, Kenny. What do you say? Kenny Kessler.
Why not?
Who's here with me monitoring Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. I'll bet, if I were a betting man, which I'm not, I'll bet, why not? Let's bet that many of the comments that have come in on Facebook and Twitter have been about Mrs. Clinton and Benghazi takeaways.
That.
How's that?
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in my analytical mind, Mrs. Clinton, I think you were looking at the next president of the United States. Like it or not, you were looking at the next president of the United States. Now, is that the way she's going to handle the Republicans when she's president? Is that the way things are going to get done? It seemed to me, looking at some, I only spent 3-4 minutes actually watching some of the highlights, turning this hearing into a plus for her campaign. 11 hours. Would you describe it, Kenny, as a witch hunt?
Yeah, and a ridiculous waste of taxpayer money.
Appropriate for Halloween, however, as a witch hunt. Hillary's a witch! Well, whatever you think of her, she seemingly applied her skills well. There were some laughs. There was some anger. There was a little bit of this and some of that. So 11 hours of your taxpayer money spent to put this all together or not. The GOP has certainly hit her hard. The Democrats certainly tried to defend her. What's the general consensus at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, Kenny?
I don't see too many people who think this was a worthwhile thing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Karen says, thank you, Mr. Gowdy, for making Hillary Clinton look even more presidential than she did before.
Well, that's why I said what I did. I think you saw the next president of the United States, for sure. And is this going to be the way that if she goes before this same committee or other committees in the House or Senate, she's going to present herself a feisty, in-charge look, it seems, although there's some of some of the pictures of her with her hand sort of on her chin, looking like she could nod off at any moment. Did they have bathroom breaks and lunch breaks? 11 hours.
They did have some breaks, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the 11 takeaways, we have these listed at DougStephan.com. Let's do this. How about, I don't know, should we make, is it silly to do the top 10 big voice announcer, the big 10 things? Number one, maybe you take away the fact that she was cool, calm, and collected. The exasperation with this thing going on, this has been going, what, 2-3 years? How long has this been going on? I've lost,
because It happened just before the election in 2012.
Okay, so 4 years. Representative Jim Gordon of Ohio pushed Mrs. Clinton hard over her use of a private email server, mocking her as the most transparent person ever. He demanded to know the search terms her attorneys used to sort through which emails were work-related and therefore should be turned over to the State Department. And he said, you might have made more mistakes. We don't know. She didn't look like she really knew what was going on. She didn't answer any of those questions. Anyway, she had lawyers, as you can imagine, with her, who paid, probably the campaign paid for the lawyers, right, you think? That's a sort of standard fare for something like this.
Could be.
I'm betting she didn't pay for it, no matter what. Yeah, so what other comments have we got, Kenny?
Let's see here. Bob says, this committee is grasping at straws, and the straws are outsmarting them.
Well, the again, the 11 takeaways that you can find at DougStephan.com, one of them is a focus on their need to get her, or the pursuing of the gotcha moment. Again, remember, this started at 10 o'clock yesterday morning and went until 9 o'clock last night, or 8 o'clock, or whatever. The Republicans were hoping that she would be worn down. That didn't happen. They managed to push the portion about her private surveyor into primetime TV. That was sort of a risk. Some of the news outlets had cut away from the hearing. There were some that were carrying this pretty much, C-SPAN certainly carried it all day long. And I don't know, I think we got a little bit of sound from it. Whether you think that's the number one thing from this past week, there's a list of the top 10 talk topics every weekend at DougStephan.com, and I ask you to tell us which one is the most important one to you. Is it this Benghazi hearing? Is it the status of the presidential race? Is it what's going on in the Middle East? Is it that Paul Ryan looks like he'll be the next Speaker of the House? Is it the Star Wars trailer for some?
That is very important.
That'll be very important. Very important. You know what I think the most important story of the serious, most important serious story of the week is what happened yesterday in Iraq. Some of our servicemen were sent in to rescue a couple of hundred hostages that the ISIS gang was going to mass slaughter, kill them all in a mass execution. And so one of our servicemen were killed in this hostage rescue mission. Is that appropriate? Was this an appropriate use of American talent? 888-302-3684. There's going to be an argument about that. And I'd have a hard time finding something within me that wasn't hypocritical if I said that I thought it was worthwhile. Although, then the other side of me thinks that this is what America is about in many the right. You hear me criticize the military-industrial complex. And by the way, sort of in league with that, yesterday the president vetoed the defense bill, which I think is appropriate because there's so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in that thing. It's also time to put the military-industrial complex in their place. But having said that, the fact that a U.S. serviceman died in rescuing those hostages, I think you can somehow or other give the system a pass, because we were trying to do something to save all those innocent people. Kenny, how will this come out? Do you think I'm right?
Yeah, I do. I think that for so many years now, we have been saying, we're not doing anything, we're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And now we went in and we did something. We saved 70 people.
Mm-hmm. Was that 70? I thought it was closer to 200 for some reason, but 70 is 70.
Yeah.
They were all marked for slaughter, weren't they? They were all marked for execution.
Yeah. They were. It was supposed to be supposedly imminent. Mm. They were all chained up in some kind of prison.
Yeah.
But what really annoyed me yesterday is I thought that this was a significant story.
And it didn't get any coverage because of
Benghazi. No, it was all that stupid hearing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you that as far as I'm concerned, that would be the number one item of the week. We're certainly close to the top. The servicemen who went in to save these 70 people, and the one getting killed, horrible but reality-based. And you know, you can argue, well, our job as American soldiers is not to go rescue people. Well, what is, I mean, that's usually what fighting is all about, to save something, right? Save an ideal, save people's lives, save countries. So even though there'll be a lot of discussion about it, I think it was appropriate, and I hope you don't think that I'm being hypocritical, because I think I've said plenty of times we shouldn't have any servicemen over there, we shouldn't be involved at all. But in this case, I think that there's room for movement here. Your thoughts, 888-302-3684, if you care to share that way, or share with our Facebook connection, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, email to Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Don't miss Kohl's 3-day sale this Friday through Sunday. Buy more, save more. Take an extra 15% off. Spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then, use it on top of already great savings. Like 40 to 50% off young men's and boys' Star Wars apparel. And 10 to 40% off all NFL team apparel and home. This weekend, at Kohl's. Flex style, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Okay, so the poll this week, as usual, top 10 talk topics, which do you think was number one? Our poll yesterday, where did you or where will you get your Halloween pumpkin? Very important stuff here, Kenny. Very important. 31% of you said a local pumpkin patch. 21% of you said farmer's market. 20%, I won't be getting a Halloween pumpkin. 17% said at the grocery store. 6% said Walmart. 3% said other. What was the story? Walmart merging with whom this week? I remember seeing and talking about that a little bit. I'm not sure I was right. There was some sort of offhanded comment made by either Amazon or Apple. It was one of the A's. I don't remember which one it was. And I'm not sure that it was in jest, because there was, this is the time you know that the Walmart stock was way off this week. Their quarterly report this last week or 10 days has been aimed at presenting corporate America. Four times a year they do their quarterlies to various analysts on Wall Street, and Walmart's was way off, and they blamed it on the fact they have to now pay people $10 an hour, and it's affected their bottom line, yada, yada, yada. So their stock was down, I think, at one point, about 14, 15, 16%. And so if somebody were going to take them over, and they had enough cash, Apple certainly has enough cash. So is that a marriage? My God, can you imagine the distribution that Apple would have? They could open up their Apple stores inside of Walmart. And then one wonders, okay, wait a minute, is Walmart upscale enough? How many people do you think, this sound bad, who shop in Walmart are going to go to Apple to buy iPhones? Although Walmart could be a distribution point, because now they're trying to sell for, what is it, $30 a month? For the rest of your life, you can have a new Apple iPhone whenever they come out. You just pay them $30 a month forever. So why wouldn't Walmart be a good distribution point for Apple products? Under the circumstances, it sounds like it would be almost genius, right? Look at all those stories. Yes, Kenny? No, yes?
I'd think Apple is too...
upscale?
I was going to say snobby.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Apple is a snob. Walmart is not.
Well, you've been in an Apple store. You've been in a Walmart.
I haven't been in a... I guess I was in a Walmart once. And no, that's not an Apple store.
Yeah.
You're right, okay.
Very different.
I reserve the right to change my mind. 21 after the hour.
Oh. owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
But I wax nostalgic on Lincoln's birthday. Every Lincoln's birthday, I reminds me of my old girlfriend back in Nebraska, Gina Statutory. Name is Gina Statutory, and she went to Lincoln High, and she was voted Miss Lincoln because every guy in school took a shot at her in the balcony.
That's mad laughing. Johnny Carson would have been 90 years old today. And the thought of the day at DougStephan.com comes from him, quote, "Talent alone won't make you a success. Neither will being in the right place at the right time unless you are ready. The most important question is, are you ready?" And he and Ed certainly were. For Who Do You Trust? And for The Tonight Show, they were together for 34 years. And it was magic on television. Johnny Carson would have been 90 today. And that's the lead-in to our overview of things that happened on television yesterday at 25 past the hour. Let's start with Conan O'Brien, who in his late-night monologue joked about the Benghazi hearings.
I don't know if anyone's watching the Benghazi hearings today. They were playing all day. I think it's still going while we're taping them.
Right.
It's been like a nine hours.
They're calling it Benghazi Fest now. Oh, it just won't stop. It's Monsters of Benghazi.
Very long day and pretty interesting. During the Benghazi hearings, there was one moment when a representative told Hillary Clinton that he could wait while she read her notes. She said, "I can do more than one thing at a time." That's what she said. She said that. "You can do more than one thing at a time." It's funny. Yeah, then Bill Clinton said, "When I say that, I get in trouble."
All right. So there was an emotional reaction on Mrs. Clinton's part, being accused of deliberately interfering with the security in Benghazi. This is a clip from the hearings yesterday. I thought it was appropriate here.
"It's a very personally painful accusation. It has been rejected and disproven by nonpartisan, dispassionate investigators. But nevertheless, having it continued to be bandied around is deeply distressing to me. You know, I would imagine I've thought more about what happened than all of you put together. I've lost more sleep than all of you put together."
So, it's worth a moment, isn't it? In this time of levity, to listen to that, whether you think she's being sincere or not, it certainly has its place in the lexicon of conversation today. All right, let's go back to the smileys. Ellen, yesterday on her program, joked about what happened when she found a snake in her home.
I see the snake, and I'm watching it like a hawk. I was crouched on the back of the sofa with my arms. I went to see what kind of snake it is, because that's the most important thing. You want to know if it's poisonous or not, and I know how to look for this, and you should too. If the head is bigger than the body and the eyes are like cat eyes, then it's poisonous. If the head is the same size as the body and the eyes are round eyes, not poisonous. Anyway, so it had round eyes, and it was kind of slithering, and so it was kind of there. And of course, now once you see a snake in your house, you just assume there are snakes everywhere. Why would there just be one snake? It must have siblings or a mother or a father. So I just am scared to death. And if you find a poisonous snake, by the way, too, if you're supposed to not try to do what I did, you put a bucket over it and wait and call 911 or fire department, and then they come and get it. This morning I saw what I thought was a snake. I throw a bucket over it. It was the string in my sweatpants. The fireman's like, "That's your sweatpants, lady."
I think one of the things about Ellen is you have to think while you're listening to her. It's not the easy shots that come from the late night people. Maybe you're more awake during the day, therefore you can think more about what she says or Wendy Williams says or Steve Harvey says, whereas at night it's just kind of you're on autopilot and you hear the audience laughing while you're watching her television, and then you sort of smile yourself. Is that how it works? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments.
A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have.
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh, you know it was a good thing. My Jesus came through the desert, he walked on the sea.
Now 33 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program. Ken Kessler and I will welcome Uri Geller to the fold here in a few minutes as we talk about what's going on in the world. Have you ever really, really noticed that the news really isn't new? The television and radio people seem to repeat the same old stories, the fear, the doom, the gloom. It's again and again and again. And one wonders, instead of focusing on the news, maybe we'd be better off on this program focusing on what's new. Tell me, babe, what's new? Remember that old song? Can you feel the newness of today? Many of you are just waking up. Many of you are thinking, how do I make today better than yesterday? I hope that's what you're thinking. I hope you... It's kind of like the little engine that could. That was how this program was described once by a trade publication, the little show that could. And it has, and it continues in its 28th year. And I think one of the reasons that I've stayed on the air as long as I have is because I most of the time am filled with hope. And I hope you are filled with hope as well, even when the world is filled with horrible news. What's going on in the Middle East? And by the way, this rescue, the big story that got lost yesterday because of the foolishness in the Benghazi buzz room, the U.S. raid on an ISIS prison in Iraq. The raid was a success. There were 70 hostages that were going to be executed en masse. They were all rescued. A U.S. serviceman was killed in the rescue mission. First American combat death in Iraq since 2011. The decision to attack was made after the surveillance report suggested that there was a large mass grave that had been dug. You can see from the satellite photos, this is how good technology is. Hostages said they were going to be killed after morning prayers yesterday. So these commandos rescued the hostages. And as far as I'm concerned, that may be the big story of the week. Is it news or is it inspiration? When I color a brand new day with yesterday, I think about how much worry there was yesterday on the part of a lot of people, how much fear there was. How did you rest last night? Did you go to bed? You slept like a baby? Or do you think about some of these things? I think you got to put yourself off of that. But maybe the anticipation of a new beautiful day helps you out. Where I am, the sun's coming up. Sky is blue and clear. Crisp 40 degrees. Not a bad thing. I guess I would just sort of turn this around a little bit. I guess I would be happy not to be on the western coast of Mexico today, where the third wildest, craziest, most powerful storm in weather history is bearing down on Mexico. This is a Category 5 plus hurricane, the worst one of the season, the worst one for decades, the worst one certainly in our lifetime, maybe we've ever seen there. So it's called Hurricane Patricia. Potentially catastrophic is the terminology used, but is that news media lingo? Is that the Hurricane Center lingo? Maximum sustained winds at over 160 miles an hour this morning, 200 miles southwest of Manzanillo, Mexico, moving northwest at 10 miles an hour. On its current track, the storm will come on shore near Puerto Vallarta. Is that Puerto Vallarta?
Puerto Vallarta.
Vallarta, thank you.
I only know that from years of Love Boat.
Puerto Vallarta. Oh, see, I sure didn't watch Love Boat much. Sometime this afternoon. Weakening maybe forecast by tonight, but still extremely dangerous winds. Probably 12 inches a foot of rainfall. A foot of rainfall. 20 inches in some locations. So, at any rate, that's not a great place for you to be. But putting things into perspective, there will be beautiful things that will come out of that rescue. The story again of the rescue yesterday, that's a beautiful thing. Maybe a little lighter, but something still worth paying attention to. And I know about this because the town involved is about 10 miles from me here in central Massachusetts, town of Concord, Massachusetts. Happens to be the most expensive community to live in Massachusetts, and maybe that's why they can get away with this. The Concord Police Department is going to issue citations this weekend for good behavior. I'll say that again. Getting a ticket from Concord, not a bad thing, because they're going to issue citations for good behavior, including things like wearing a bicycle helmet, wearing your seatbelt, yielding to pedestrians, looking both ways before you cross the street. Things that seem kind of silly. The police chief there, a fellow named Joseph O'Connor, says it's a lighthearted way to connect with the community. Good for him. See, this is one of the things where police are just plain wrong. There are many things that happen. Instead of issuing a ticket, this is how you really get into the psychology of why they're issuing you a ticket. I had a great friend who was the chief of police here in the community where I live. He went to school with me, or I went to school with him, went to high school. He used to be on this program with some regularity. You call it, what do we call it, Chief's Corner, Cop's Corner, something like that. And we talked about the issues that presented themselves today in modern police work. And one of them is deciding why you're really in uniform. Why are you wearing that uniform? To protect and serve? Or is it just a job? Are you a revenue enhancement officer? So he took the stand, that issuing fines, sending people to court for what he deemed silly reasons, wasn't appropriate. He got into a big hubbub with the town manager at the time, and ultimately left after having been the police chief for 14 years because the town manager at the time wanted him to issue citations, collect money, and put it in the town general fund. And he said, no, that's not our job. And it isn't. And the police chief in Concord has that, it seems to me, squarely planted in his head as well. He wants people to think of the police as cheerful and happy. And as a matter of fact, what they've done is make a deal with a local ice cream shop. So when you're issued a citation for good behavior, you can bring it to the ice cream store and get two scoops free.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
The owner of the ice cream store agreed to donate the ice cream. Good for him. Good for them. It isn't always about going after people. You're wrong. Here's your fine. I remember Larrabee was the chief. He used to just a warning for speeding or going through a red light or, you know, that kind of stuff. First time. But that's not the way it is, unfortunately, in many areas. So maybe that's a good way for us to think. Maybe we put some thought, because thoughts are things. Maybe you can think that or pass that along to the police chief if you have the ability to do that in your community. I'm just saying, if you know what I mean. It's 42 past the hour. Uri Geller here with things on his mind in a moment on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
All right. 44 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Eric Geller joins us now. He's an international traveler. He's an internationally well-known motivator, paranormalist. He's written any number of books. Often you can download the books. Uri makes the books available at his website that he's written free, Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. How many of the books that you've written are actually downloadable now on your website?
Well, most of my personal books, like my own biographies, autobiographies, some motivational books are available to download free of charge, which is a great service I try to give to people who actually cannot afford to buy a book. I mean, you realize that books went up in prices tremendously.
Yeah.
I remember when I could buy a paperback, a Bantam paperback in New York in the early 70s for between $99 and $1.20.
Mm-hmm. Not much of that, unless you buy them used on Amazon these days, Uri. So
they're all on Amazon. They're all $8, $10 and up.
Yeah. I was talking about news not really being new and trying to get a focus on what is new today, because we are so often affected by worry and fear by watching the news. These people who go to bed at night, watch the 11 o'clock news or the 10 o'clock news, then they go to sleep, and all the things that are on their mind, the subconscious absorbs those things, and it begins, oftentimes it spoils your sleep and you don't even know it. So how do we wash these things out of our mind?
Doug, that's a very tough question and also very hard to answer, because what you're talking about, the news you're talking about, is a 24-hour non-stop bombardment of news, 85% of it being negative,
right.
Meaning wars and deaths and shootings and, you know, campuses. And you just can't escape it, because if you don't see it on television, you hear it on radio. If you don't hear it on radio, you've got it on your iPhone. On every mobile phone carries news today. Then you will have social media, so it's on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Google, etc., etc., etc. So how can one escape from it? Well, I'll tell you, the best thing to do is to give up all your electronical, you know, gadgets and stuff you have around you. That will stop you from hearing news. But then, you know, how do you kind of disconnect yourself from the whole world? You can't really do that. Therefore, my advice is to evoke, to ignite, to start to kind of kickstart your powerful, positive mind and start thinking while all this negative information goes through your mind, let it go also out. So it's like, you know, it goes from one ear and out of the next. You have to wash it out and then empower yourself with good things, with positive things, with the people you love around you, with things that you want to achieve, with friends that contact you, with family and so on and so on. So, I do visualization. I visualize a very beautiful scene in my inner eye, my third eye, and I almost like a television screen into which I put something very pleasant. So that's my little meditational empowerment to continue thinking positive.
All right. So under the circumstances, let's put that to a test, because you're a Jewish man. You grew up in Israel, and then when you became famous, you traveled around the world, lived in the United States for quite a long time, lived in England for a long time, now decided to go back to Israel to make that your home. And I've talked to you now because I know you've been back there for a month or so with a great level of interest in what's going on. A Jewish man was killed by Israeli troops who thought he was a Palestinian because he didn't show ID. They just shot him. This is the latest event in a situation, again, back to the good news or the bad news, or what it is that keeps people awake at night, and how do you counter that? How do you counter that specific sort of information that is so, and has been all week, so devastatingly distracting?
Well, it's very distracting for Israelis living in Israel, obviously to all Jews living, you know, outside of the borders of Israel. We have to really encounter this problem, and we have to be vigilant and very careful and very watchful. You know, I remember when I had a license to carry 8 weapons in New York, Frank Sinatra and myself, we were the only two people who were actually licensed to carry handguns. I used to be in a frenzy then. I used to carry 8 handguns on my body. Now people are telling me, you know, get a revolver, get a, you know, a gun. A lot of people are rushing to gun shops, and they're purchasing weapons in order to protect their lives. It's a very, very serious situation. You just don't know who is going to stab you in the back. This morning, a soldier was stabbed, and I mean, what you said is already in the past. Every day there is something. There are women who are stabbed, children who are stabbed. It's very, very scary, but we have to be strong. We have to think positive. And I will be starting an Israeli television show once a week in which I will try to empower people how to overcome their fears.
There was a story of this sword-wielding guy that killed a teacher and a student in Sweden. When you think about the craziness in the world now, these things are happening everywhere. There's got to be a correction, Uri. There has to be some kind of mid-course correction for all the people on the planet.
There has to be a paradigm shift and a serious one, and now.
Yeah, right. Now is the time. So will it be, is it today? Is it this week? Is it this month? Is it this year? A lot of it will depend on the collective thinking of people on the planet, because that's what it takes. The power of prayer, if you will, the power of thought, which is something that you work with people all the time on. So I wanted to get your perspective on that. Uri Geller, again, his website is urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Visiting with us here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
The legendary Dr. Joel Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. You know, Kenny, I can remember doing this five times this week already. In this very moment, each day,
as
the clock is ticking away, things are changing, but yet they're staying the same because Greg Stebbin is here with us now. He's the technology reporter for Men's Health Magazine. Okay, I have a couple of universal truths for you. You ready, Greg?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
How is the world supposed to fold a fitted sheet? Technology question.
Yes, a question I have pondered often. Mm-hmm.
Is there a great need for a sarcasm font?
Oh, no.
No.
I tried to be sarcastic. It didn't really work.
All right, so let's see how this works sarcasm-wise. The only time I look forward to a red light is when I'm trying to finish a text.
True. Yeah. Or stop the ice cream from dripping into my lap.
No, ice cream while you're doing texting and driving and having ice cream at the same time? Wow.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Talk about a multitasker.
That's right.
All right, let's get to the bottom of this app that aims to break down the barriers to English. That's up next here in the Tech Corner on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Greg Stebbin with us here on Good Day. How many new apps do you think are added every week? Is there an average number? You must get press releases from people. Here, check out this new app. And so how many do you think there are? Is one a day, one an hour, one a minute?
And there's some that we'll never hear about that
right.
Tinkerers made in their garages. I'm going to take a shot and say 10,000 a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
There's an announcement this week that YouTube has a new premium service dubbed YouTube Red, which allows you to pay a monthly fee you get YouTube without ads, how popular do you think that's going to be?
You know, there's a lot of people that spend a lot of time watching YouTube. But I think the bigger question here is, how many monthly services will you pay for?
Mm-hmm.
Netflix, Hulu,
yep.
YouTube. I mean, you know, you go to your favorite news site, and after you read a certain number of stories, they want to
charge it. And
I understand from their perspective, but it doesn't seem a viable model to me mm-hmm. for consumers. Because if you look at your credit card bill mm-hmm. and you've spent $400 on these monthly services,
ooh.
The next month you're not going to spend anything on monthly services. So there may be a lot of people that do it for a month or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
A year from now, my guess is this model will have evolved to something else.
We'll check with YouTube in a year and see how that's working. There's a new app that we've highlighted at DougStephan.com today that breaks down the barriers to people speaking English. I love this name, Duolingo.
Yeah, this is a really interesting idea, and many have tried it. This is a company with a lot of research behind it to support mm-hmm. the model for teaching you a language. You use it on your phone or your computer or your tablet. It gamifies learning a language. It's highly interactive, and so you're having fun as you learn the language, and therefore you... Look, I took Spanish in school. It wasn't fun.
Habla this español, is fun. Señor.
Yo hablo poquito español, pero no mucho más.
Oh,
how is that for 4 years of Spanish in
school?
Can
you say Mexico devastated by hurricane in Spanish? That'll happen today.
No. It'll happen today?
Yeah, it's a big hurricane.
Oh, I missed that. Yeah. Okay. I think this is not only a great model for learning a language. They claim and have been studied by a couple of universities that 34 hours of playing the game is worth a semester of study at school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And 34 hours.
New users a day, by the way, are signing up for this thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great way to learn
a
language. It's a game, and it also shows us that gamification on a mobile device is a great way to learn other skills as well. So there's a whole new level of education that will come out of apps like this, that will inspire apps like this.
Yep.
And I think that makes the digital world we live in very, very exciting.
Instagram has launched a new app called Boomerang, providing you with 1 second videos. What in the world? What good is that?
That's too long. I don't have the attention span for that.
Can you imagine trying to work your way through that, Kenny? 1 second videos. Well, that's a picture, for God's sakes. It's a picture. Greg Stebbin for the...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.